Chapter 1. In normal times, I would have balked at the instructions from Superintendent Cornock to attend the Cardiff Domestic Violence Task Force Forum by complaining that a detective inspector should be focusing on more important matters. But the coronavirus pandemic had changed everything. I'd spent months getting to grips with a new kind of policing. Shoplifting was down, burglaries didn't happen, and it had become a running joke in the Southern Division of the Wales Police Service that our regular burglars must have feared the virus more than the prospect of being caught. Interviews were conducted in rooms kitted out with screens and video links for non-serious matters. Bottles of hand sanitizing gels seemed to occupy every spare surface around Queen Street Police Station, and my desk drawer was full of standard-issue WPS face masks. One weekend, I'd been seconded to work with the Roads Policing Unit, checking on vehicles driving over the Severn Bridge from England into Wales, reminding people that the regulations about travelling away from home were different in Wales. This was met with utter incredulity, but threatening to issue fines soon sent the visitors heading back over the border. Sitting in my room, I could hear the gentle throbbing from the air conditioning units of the shops and offices of the city centre. Cardiff was gradually getting back to normal, with restaurants reopening and shoppers returning to the arcades and malls. But one thing that hadn't remained the same during the recent pandemic was the level of domestic violence. The press reports highlighting the impact such crimes had on families and communities had been dwarfed by messages to stay at home and the alarming numbers of deaths from the virus. The briefing memorandum that Superintendent Cornock had sent me was sitting on a corner of my desk. Long overdue appraisals and case reviews from two other inspectors in Southern Division were taking my time, but I kept glancing over at the documentation, knowing I needed to read it in more detail before my meeting later that morning. Lydia Flint rapped her knuckles on the door to my office. "Coffee, boss?" I nodded my agreement and followed her through into the small kitchen. Lydia was always deferential, but she had a steely determination. Her long auburn hair had been cut short, and it gave her wide mouth and full lips more prominence. She flicked on the electric kettle and heaped coffee into two mugs.
"Have you read that briefing memorandum?"
"Top of my list." She pulled her face as though my attempt at humour was unwelcome.
"Domestic violence is a scourge on society. Did you know that New Zealand has the highest level of domestic violence anywhere in the world? The police are called to an incident once every 4 minutes. Hard to believe, isn't it?"
Lydia poured the hot water and added milk to both steaming drinks. It was the time of day when I could have reached for a cigarette. If I was to stick to my rule of only 5 per day, I'd have to pace the next 4 carefully. I headed back to my office, coffee mug in hand. "Once I've finished the reports on my desk, I'll get around to it."
"You need to read it, sir."
Lydia had a way of emphasizing certain words, and "sir" at the end of her last comment implied that I should know better than to be flippant about paperwork and strategic meetings. So when I got back to my room, I deposited my drink on a coaster and reached for Superintendent Cornock's memorandum. An inspector from the serious crime team, who normally attended these forum events, had been transferred to West Wales at short notice. I hoped that my presence would be temporary, and I had suggested to Cornock it would be much better if he found an officer more suited to the politics of committees. False, insincere smiles and dubious handshakes.
"I didn't know you had so much self-awareness," Cornock had replied, giving me an uncertain frown.
I had rolled my eyes, shrugged my shoulders. Getting to know myself had come at a heavy price. I was dry now, but when I had stared down into the bottom of an emptied glass, the damage I was causing to myself and my family had been the last thing on my mind.